Sean Patrick Maloney, who is Democrat of New York's 18th beautiful district, in office since 2013. Let's talk about the storms in Ida. Do you bring anything away as a congressman, as somebody who represented a district which got hit? Do you have any words for us about what it means to you and what can be done in the future?
You bet. But better than words are actions. And we are taking action right now to make historic investments in American infrastructure that will include real measures to address the climate crisis and to build more resilient infrastructure in the future. We lost about 4 bridges in my district. Here in the Lower Hudson Valley, we escaped the worst of what folks dealt with in the city or in New Jersey, but it was bad enough. And there's a lot of folks with flooded basements and damage to their homes. I was out touring 3 different sites yesterday with the town supervisors and county executives. We're getting the disaster declarations and the federal help we need. But the big point is, what are we building? How's it going to hold up to these more intense and more frequent weather events that we know are happening? And I don't care what people's politics are, whether you believe the science or not, although I think we're well past the time when that debate should be going on. But I think everybody knows that the weather is changing, and we see more intense and more frequent rainfall and weather events, and our infrastructure just ain't going to hold up when you get 9 inches of rain in 6 or 7 hours, which some of my communities did, and so you gotta deal with that. And the good news there is that we can create a whole new generation of jobs in clean energy and in infrastructure, and we're about to pass the most important investments in American infrastructure since the interstate highway system, in 70 years probably. And we're going to do it in the next few weeks. So there is hope, but we got to do it.
Now, Sean, earlier this year, you were confident that an infrastructure package would be ready by September. Now it's September. How you feeling?
I feel good. We've moved to advance that package just in the last couple of weeks. You're seeing all the companion legislation marked up right now. People think we're not in Washington, but the truth is we're working hard remotely by committee. I've got a committee meeting later today. The bottom line is we're going to get it done. We're going to get the infrastructure bill done, and we're going to get the Build Back Better plan done along with it, which will invest in our working families and our people in a way that hasn't been done in decades. So I feel very good about it. But none of this stuff is easy. Nothing worth doing is easy, as my mom would say. It's everything worth doing is hard. And this will be hard before it's finished. But we're going to get it done.
Sean Patrick Maloney, what are the top priorities for infrastructure in your 18th district?
Well, there are a bunch, and I'm happy to say I've been able to include them in the legislation. So think about, there's a bunch of categories. Let's take commuter rail. We have some of the most important investments in mass transit that have ever been made. The MTA, Metro North, is going to get something like $8 billion out of $30 billion in the legislation. You're going to see real improvements to the service on those lines and the safety on those lines. But not just that, things like Amtrak in the Northeast Corridor. But, of course, roads and bridges, we've got a bunch of aging out infrastructure. I wrote a bill to put $32 billion nationally specifically into these crappy little county-level bridges we all ride over every day. We've got 17,000 structurally deficient bridges like that in America. 10% of them are here in New York, 1,700 of them. A couple of them are the ones I was looking at that washed out in that storm Ida. So we got to go to work on all of them, and that's in this bill. I'm very excited about that. Clean drinking water, storm systems, sewer systems. A lot of local communities can't handle those costs. We're investing in that. Rural broadband access, so important. We've seen during the pandemic, but for the future of our rural communities especially. Improvements to our airports, including our local airports like Stewart and JFK and LaGuardia. We've got to invest in all of it, and that's in here. And I talked a little bit about railroads, and those are part of the formula as well. So I think whether you're talking about roads or bridges or railroads or ports or infrastructure or airports or water systems or broadband systems, it's all very important. And the infrastructure of the future will include, investing in our people. And that's part of the Build Back Better plan, things like pre-K, because we know that makes dramatic improvements in the outcomes for kids in the course of their educational career. Things like making childcare cheaper for families. We're going to do that. the Child Care Tax Credit, which is right now helping millions of families around the country raise their kids. Things like free community college, workforce development training, and of course, tackling the climate crisis. These are all areas that we need to focus in. And what I want people to know is we're doing it. We're going to get these bills done. And you know, unfortunately, we don't have as much bipartisan cooperation on all of them as we'd like. But there's some, particularly on infrastructure. But the important thing is we're going to get it done.
So how are you and the New York delegation getting along with our new governor, Kathy Hochul?
Well, I'm a big fan of Kathy Hochul, and I think she's off to a great start. And I'm eager to see her succeed. I think we all should be. And so I think we're all very lucky to have someone with her decency and integrity, her competence and intelligence, be able to step in a tough moment for the state and, you know, steady the ship and keep us all going.
She said that she's going to run again, run for a full term. There are others who may put themselves forward. And like the Attorney General of the state of New York, where are you going to be in that? Will you take sides?
Maybe, but certainly it's way too early to talk about that now. I mean, I think what we all should do is try to make the current governor successful. We all benefit from that. I'm a big fan of the Attorney General, Tish James. I think she's terrific. I love what she did to the NRA. I love what she did to Trump. I think some of the stuff she did in the report on the governor's misconduct, you know, I'm talking about Andrew Cuomo's misconduct, took a lot of guts, and she did it with real strength and professionalism. I think she's amazing, and I'm sure she'd be a great governor if she wanted to run. But, you know, I think we should all take a breath, and we should focus on doing our jobs. And then, you know, when the election year comes around, we'll see who's running. And yeah, I'll probably have something to say about that, but it's way too early to know.
Okay, very quickly, because we're running out of time here. Andrew Cuomo is gone. It's as if he was never governor. Kathy Hochul's been governor for a couple of weeks, and yet she's got a presence. Is there any lesson we can learn from the rise and fall of Andrew Cuomo?
Boy, that's a big
question.
Good question,
right?
I think on a personal level, you know, I think that we all make mistakes. His were, I think, incompatible with continuing to serve because there was wrongdoing involved, not just mistakes. But I think the lessons are that you have to, the longer you stay in power, I think the easier it becomes to justify things that, you know, somewhere in your heart, you know, you shouldn't be doing. And so I think for people in power, it's very important to have people around you who keep you grounded, who keep you focused on what matters. I've been in Congress for 9 years. You know, I try every day to stay rooted in the very basics, like who I am, what am I doing, why am I doing this, not cutting myself any slack, not making any excuses. And I think the other lesson maybe is it's important to have friends and allies in politics. I think when you bully and run over people for a long time, yeah, sometimes you can get things done and you can say it matters. But the truth is, I think what works over the long term is building a team, building a coalition, treating people with respect, trying to meet them where they are and see how you can both benefit in what you're doing. And I think the Governor Cuomo style could be very effective in getting certain things done. Those of us who remember him passing really, forcing through the legislature a gay marriage bill, we'll always be grateful for that. He did some real things, but I think in the end, over time, his style left him very much alone as a political actor, and that undermines your effectiveness at some point. And when you get into trouble, there's nobody to rely on.
Wise words from Sean Patrick Maloney. Congressman, it's great to talk to you, and we always appreciate your coming on and talking to us. So we'll come back for one more time and in our series, and it'll be great to talk to you then.
Thanks.